Scottish girl. She's running away from Alexander, and nobody else is coming back. She looks behind her. She knows she's got the gap. She's going to win the gold medal for Wales, no doubt about it now. And she celebrates. What a finish from Nicole Crook. The 19-year-old beat the more experienced riders. And all the frustration and tension of the last week comes out. What a relief. What a joy for Nicole Crook.
Where is Cook coming down the inside? Cook has come to the front. 200 metres to go. Nicole Cook of Great Britain, the 25-year-old from Wales. He's looking here to land a gold medal. We have never won a medal of any colour before. Is she going to run out of power? 100 metres to go. She's still at the front. Oh, Cook takes it. Nicole Cook is the Olympic road race champion. The gold medal is hers. I thought she was going to buckle. Bet she's won it. She's clenching her fist and smiling.
I never know where to look when you've got commentaries of a sporting hero who's kind of listening to them going, I thought I was going to buckle. When do you think I was going to buckle? Nicole Cook is with us for the next little while. Commonwealth Games gold medal winner, World Championship gold medal winner, Olympic Games, Women's Giro, Women's Tour, and the autobiography, The Breakaway, My Story, longlisted for the William Hill Sports Book of the Year 2014. You're an author. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Yeah? Did you like listening to stuff like that? Because obviously at the time you're doing it, you've never heard. And then it kind of comes to you.
It takes me right back into the moment, and I can, I obviously can think straight away what I was feeling, what I was thinking at the time, and the emotions. But it's also, it does bring a smile listening to the commentators and their interpretation of
Their perspective of, has she got it in her anymore? You think?
But I think
Did you think at the time, am I going to buckle?
Not at all.
No, I didn't think you would have.
What was quite telling about that Commonwealth Games one was when they say the relief. Mm. And we're talking about sort of myself when I'm 19 years old, first year as a professional rider, taking on the world number one and, the defending champion. And it really showed the expectation that I had, but also the Welsh nation as well, going in at such a young age. And, I'm very proud of those moments. They're brilliant.
Amazing moments. It must have been a fairly intense 2 years, however long it was, putting it all into print and getting it all kind of condensed down, because you can say Commonwealth champion, world champion, Olympic champion. There's an awful lot that goes into being getting those medals and those achievements. Were you happy with the way that whole process went for you?
Yes, ultimately I'm very pleased with the book. So yes, it did go very well. With the process, there was a lot of things that perhaps I underestimated how much work would go into it.
Because you wrote it all yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
Not a lot of sports people do that.
Yeah, and I realised that with all of the intricacies and the ways some of the themes were woven through my career, that trying to sort of untangle that web would be quite difficult to explain to someone who wasn't living it every day like I was.
Yeah.
And even I then had to go back and check emails, correspondence, heart rate diaries to double check. So it really was just more straightforward if I wrote it. And through the process, I did put some of the early manuscripts out to a couple of sort of trusted people to get some honest feedback. I needed to know what wasn't working hopefully make a book that's now a fast-paced read and hopefully explains a lot of those stories that might not have come out actually during my career.
Back in the summer, I was doing Jason's show and we spoke when the book was published. Have you kind of had time now to digest the response to the book, the critical reviews, which in the main have been very, very positive? And I guess people have had their say on what you've said as well since the book's been out. How's that whole process been?
It's been quite overwhelming, really. Very positive with the feedback, receiving letters and messages from people that have been very touching. And I think there's been a kind of feeling that people knew, there was, what was there sort of going on in the background. I think that was quite intriguing to a lot of readers, and to actually sort of take the reader into what went on behind the scenes, particularly when a lot of my career was, you know, the relationship with British Cycling, the federations, and, you know, there were the highs, but there were also some difficult moments as well. So I think people have really enjoyed the honesty as I've shared some of those moments as well.
There's a lot of topics from the book I want to get into. That relationship with British Cycling, whatever it was called previously, it's interesting, to say the very least, and intriguing. So we'll do that between now and 9 o'clock. I want to talk about what was next up for you as well, because there's a lot of life still left to come for you. But I want to start off chatting about the BBC Sports Study, which was published yesterday into prize money. 30% of sports reward men more highly than women. A biggest disparity in prize money found in football, cricket, golf, darts, snooker and squash. So I'm told. Did any of those findings in any way surprise you, given what you went through in your career?
No, and I would even say that 30% of sports having unequal prize money seems extremely low.
That was the thing that surprised me.
Yes.
What I was going to say was I assumed... I'm not agreeing with it, but I assumed it would be more like 60%.
Yeah, I have seen that a lot of the data is actually national titles, world titles.
Yeah, because I think cycling comes out as being even, not far off.
It doesn't really. There were some rules that were brought in due to, you know, some of the public pressure to have equal prize money. But even then, it's not across all of the disciplines. Yeah. But for a professional cyclist, you're racing every race of the year for your professional team, apart from World Championships, Olympic Games. Yeah. And it's at the professional races where, yes, the prize money really is, you know, very unequal. Yeah.
Yeah. Why? What does it come down to initially? Is it, I'm going to include myself in this, is it a male-dominated sports media?
No, I think it's really, you know, boils down to, you know, the society and the norms, and unfortunately, you know, the prejudice which are there, because if you look at it sort of coldly, with a lot of sponsors, a lot of corporations, they've got their codes of governance where, you know, they're not going to discriminate on gender, they're not going to discriminate on all of these things, and yet when it actually comes to the operational level of what sports they're sponsoring and what decisions are actually made, those prejudices are actually coming through. And I think that's sort of one side of the issue. And I think the public pressures of sort of shaming some of the brands and what they actually stand for, I think that's has been effective as one way of sort of highlighting the issues. And I think Flora has to be commended for walking away from certain sports sponsorships to actually sponsor the London Marathon, which was equal distance. So we're not having any sort of arguments of, what's longer, what's shorter.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And it's equal prize money and it fits with their brand and their image. And, you know, it's a success story for them when they were sponsoring that. But I think another side of the argument is the national federations, particularly those which are receiving public funds. And just in cycling, there was one example where in the 90s, there were many different cycling federations. So there was the British Mountain Bike Federation looking after mountain bike races. And it said in their charter that there would be equal prize money at all national championships and the national series. So I would get equal prize money with the boys my age, even though we were in different races. When UK sport funding increased and all the federations were brought together as British Cycling, the British cycling rules actually took precedence. And so there was a backward step in mountain biking with inequality within the prize money. And that's a backward step which actually took place within my career. Yeah. And why aren't just the basics, you know, with the federations, can't we just do the basics of, national championships equal prize money, and particularly the federations that are receiving public funds?